Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Viewers, this is the 9th episode of the 18th topic. We have been discussing the isnad of the 7 canonical readings which were selected in the 3rd or 4th century by Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid. We can clearly see that the claim that they are mutawatir as far as their isnad is concerned is a very far cry, and the chains of narration they have been mentioned in our earliest qiraat books, and they are clearly ahad, and if critique on these ahad is further accepted the way I have presented it in the recent or past few lectures, then these ahad also at times end up to be absolutely in the munkata genre or category. So today we are going to take up the sixth reader in this regard, the sixth reciter, and he is Abu Amr ibn Ula al-Basri, the reader of Basra. And after this, inshallah, Abdullah ibn Amir of Syria, he is the seventh and final reader. This will complete our analysis of the 7 canonical readings and their isnad as attributed to these 7 famous readers chosen by Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid. Today, as I said, we will take up Abu Amr ibn al-Ula al-Basri. Now, Abdul Wahhab ibn Wahban has recorded 20 opinions about the name of Abu Amr. We know that Abu Amr is his kunya, but he has recorded over 20 opinions, or about 20 opinions as to what his name actually is. In the opinion of Abu Umar's nephew, his name is Zabban. So one of his nephews has actually posited that his name is Zabban. And perhaps this is the most likely. So if we go along by what his nephew says, then his name actually is Zabban. He was born in 68 Hijrah in Mecca. And according to Ibn Mujahid, he was a very competent scholar of Quranic recitals and also a very thorough linguist. So this is something which we find in our biographical accounts of Abu Amr. It is also recorded by Ibn al-Jazari in his Ghayatun Nihaya that till about the 5th century Hijrah, the reading of Ibn Amir or Abdullah ibn Amir was read in Syria. And after that, it was abandoned, and the reading of Abu Amr Ibn al-Ula was adopted because a person came from Iraq and taught them his reading in the Umayyad Mosque, and people then gathered around his reading. So this is again a piece of information which Ibn al-Jazari has given. Now, as our custom is, we shall analyze the teachers of Abu Amr ibn al-Ula who have been reported in history. And again, we have two categories here. We have one category of teachers who have been reported through isnad-based content, and another category of teachers who are reported without any isnad, and they're just mentioned in books that they were teachers of Abu Amr. Now, as far as the isnad-supported teachers of Abu Amr are concerned, you can see that their names are being displayed before you, and they are 12 in number. They are Yahya ibn Ya'mar, Nasr ibn Asim, Abu al-Aliya, Sa'id ibn Jubair, Mujahid ibn Jabr, al-Hasan al-Basri, Abdullah ibn Kasir al-Dari. Of course, he was himself a famous Qari and Qari of Mecca. So Abu Amr ibn Ula is also reported to be a student of Abdullah ibn Kasir. Then, eighthly, we have Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Muhaysin. In the ninth place, we have Yazid ibn Ruman. Tenthly, we have Shayba ibn Nasah. Then we have Yazid ibn Qaqa. And finally, in the 12th place, we have Humayd ibn Qais. So these are the 12 teachers who have been reported as his teachers through various isnads. Now let us take up the names of those teachers, and there are 6 of them who have been reported in our earliest qiraat books, but they are not mentioned through any isnad. And they are Ikrama Mawla Abdullah ibn Abbas. Then we have Ata ibn Abi Rabah. Thirdly, we have Ikrama ibn Khalid ibn al-As. Fourthly, we have Abdullah ibn Abi Ishaq al-Hadrami. In the 5th place, we have Asim ibn Ibn Nujud, who himself is a famous Qari. We have already discussed him. He's a Qari of Kufa. And by the way, I would also like to point out that Ibn al-Jazari in his Ghayatun Nihaya says that Abu Amr has only narrated a few recitals from Asim. So it's not that he is a teacher, a complete teacher. Asim is a complete teacher of Abu Amr. It's just that Abu Amr has narrated a few recitals. That is what Ibn al-Jazari has pointed out. And finally, viewers, the 6th person who has been reported as a teacher of Abu Amr without any isnad is Al-Walid ibn Yassar. And another name is mentioned is Al-Bashar al-Khuzai. So they are reported to be the same people. So now let us take up the names or the teachers who have been reported through isnad-based content. And we shall now take up a narrative in which Mujahid ibn Jabr and Sa'id ibn Jubair are reported to be the teachers of Abu Amr. This narrative has been recorded by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sabah. It says, حدثنا ابن المبارك قال قرأت على أبي عمر بن العلولة وقرأ أبو عمر على مجاهد وقرأ مجاهد على ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وقرأ ابن عباس على أبي رضي الله تعالى عنه وقرأ أبي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, I read out the Quran to Abu Amr ibn al-Ula, and Abu Amr read it out to Mujahid, and Mujahid to Ibn Abbas, and Ibn Abbas read it out to Ubay, and Ubay read it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can see its schematic illustration being displayed before you. Now, the problem with this this chain of narration, viewers, is that no tawseek is available on Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Mubaraki. You can see that his name is being indicated by a red arrow. He's just mentioned by name by Khatib as a teacher of Al-Hasan ibn al-Habab ibn al-Makhlad. That is all that is mentioned, but we do not find any tawseek, any sort of reliable information which reports him to be a reliable narrator anywhere. So therefore, in accordance with the principle that I have coined and discussed earlier on, we cannot regard him to be a dependable person on whom it can be dependent upon, on whom one can depend upon, and he has to be consigned to the majhul category. A point of further note, viewers, is that as far as Muhammad ibn Ismail Mubarak is concerned, neither Az-Zahabi in his Ma'rifatul Qurra' al-Kibar nor Ibn al-Jazari in his Ghayatul Nihaya, they mention him. So they don't mention him anywhere. Another point which is worth noting here is that Abdullah ibn Mubarak ibn Wazih was born in 118 Hijran, and this is generally known because Ibn al-Jazari has recorded this date of birth. So we would seem that if this is the case, then he would not be contemporaneous to some of the information that he has reported. And this, of course, includes that Mujahid, who died in 104 Hijra. So before even Abdullah was born, Abdullah ibn Mubarak was born, Mujahid had died. So this includes this fact that Mujahid read out to Ibn Abbas, who died in 68 Hijra, and Ibn Abbas read out to Ubay, who died in 19 Hijra. So we can clearly see that this information, which is being reported by Abdullah ibn Mubarak ibn Wazih, is also very unlikely some information to which he is contemporaneous. Now, let us move on to the next narrative, and this also has been reported by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sabah, and this also reports Mujahid ibn Jabr and Sayyid ibn Jubayr, to the teachers of Abu Amr ibn al-Ula. So the narrative reads, حدثنا أبو العباس خطن ليس قال سألت أبا عمر على من قرأت فقال على مجاهد والسعيد على مجاهد والسعيد ابن جبير وغيرهما. So Abu al-Abbas, son-in-law of Lais, so Abu al-Abbas he's a khatan of Lais, or the son-in-law of Lais, said, I asked Abu Amr, to whom did you read out the Quran? He replied, Mujahid, Sayyid ibn Jubair, and others. So he named two of his teachers, Mujahid ibn Jabr and Sayyid ibn Jubair, but he did not name others. As far as the chain of narration of this narrative is concerned, you can see that it is being displayed before you. The problem, viewers, here is the personality of Harun ibn Hatim. He is a suspect narrator. You can see that his name is being indicated by a red arrow. Abu Hatim and Abu Zura stopped narrating from him. We have been discussing Harun ibn Hatim quite frequently in our previous discussions, because he appears in various isnad. So I'm just pointing out this jar once again on him, that Abu Hatim, of course, he is the father of Ibn Abi Hatim, who is the author of the famous book Al-Jarh wa Ta'dil. So Abu Hatim and Abu Zura stopped narrating from him, and when the former was asked about him, he said, I seek God's peace, and therefore, of course, this is a sentence or an expression of the fact that he is thoroughly not satisfied, he is totally dissatisfied with Harun ibn Hatim, and that is why he says that I seek God's peace. Now, in the opinion of Nasai, he is Laysa Bishai. Moreover, viewers, an important thing to note is that no tawseek is available on Abu al-Abbas Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Harun. You can see that his name is being displayed, and he is actually the person who we had earlier on pointed out here, that he is son-in-law of Lays. So we do not find any information on him, any tawseek on him, in fact, any positive information on him which regards him to be a trustworthy narrator, and therefore we cannot regard him to be dependable, and he has to be consigned to the majhul category as well. Another narrative viewers that I'm going to report is that which regards Sayyid ibn Jubair to be a teacher of Abu Amr. And this narrative, viewers, is reported by Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid, and it says, if I read, وَحَدَّثَنِي فَضْلَانَ الْمُقْرِ قَالَ حَدَّثَنِي أَبُو حَمْدُونَ أَنْ يَحْيَ بْنِ مُبَارِكَ الْيَزِيدِ أَنْ أَبِي عَمْرَ قَالَ سَمِعَ سَيِّدُ بْنُ جُبَيْرَ قِرَاعَتِي فَقَالَ أَلْزِمْ قِرَاعَتَكْ هَذِهِ. So Abu Bakr said, Sayyid ibn Jubair heard my reading, so he said, adhere to this reading of yours. So that is how we say that Sayyid ibn Jubair, Abu Umar said that he actually heard my reading, and obviously he was reading out Sayyid ibn Jubair, and Sayyid said, okay, fine, stick to this reading. And this, viewers, is an isnad which cannot be objected to. You can see that it is being displayed before you. We do not find any problems as far as this chain of narration is concerned. So perhaps we can say that if we take this narrative into account, then Sayyid ibn Jubair could be regarded a person who actually heard, he could be a teacher of Abu Amr, because the words are, Sayyid ibn Jubair heard my reading, that Abu Amr actually is saying that he heard his reading. Now, the fourth narrative, viewers, in this regard is being displayed before you, this Arabic text. It is recorded, this fourth narrative is being recorded by Ad-Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan, Fil Qira'at al-Sab'a al-Mashhura. And the words of this narrative, viewers, are, if I read it from where it has been reported, قال أبو عبيد, and Abu Ubaid here of course refers to Qasim ibn Sallam. So قال حدثني عدة من أهل العلم عن أبي عمر بن العلا أنه قرأ على مجاهد وقال بعضهم وعلى سيد بن جبير. So here again we have a case in this fourth narrative which has been recorded by Dani in his Jamil Bayan, that Sayyid ibn Jubair and Mujahid ibn Jubair are teachers of Abu Umar ibn al-Ula. So the translation of this narrative would be, Abu Ubaid said, a number of scholars, so words are, haddasani iddatum min ahli al-ilm, a number of scholars have narrated to me from Abu Amr that he read out the Quran to Mujahid, some of them said, and to Sayyid ibn Jubair. Now, you can see the chart of this narrative being displayed before you, and obviously since Abu Ubaid has not even named who the people are, and he has just said that a number of people or a group of people have narrated the fact before him, but then again, in the absence of those people, who they are, we cannot positively regard them to be amongst reliable individuals or reliable narrators, and hence, again, this is a question of unknown narrators, and whom, of course, we cannot depend upon. Now, Az-Zahabi records that Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Abil Maut al-Makki, you can see that this is a further problem in this narrative. He figures in this chain of narration. So, Az-Zahabi records that Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Abil Maut al-Makki is a little weak from Ali ibn Abdul Aziz al-Baghawi, and the words are, Zu'ifa qalilan. It may be noted that in this particular narrative, Ahmad al-Makki narrates from Ali ibn Abdul Aziz. Now, it may be noted that in the narrative recorded by Abu Ubaid in his Fadail Quran, the words are different. And they are, قَالَ أَبُو عُبَيْدٍ حَدَّثَنِي عِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ دَخَلَ حَدِيثُ بَعْضِهِمْ فِي بَعْضٍ عَنْ أَبِي عَمْرَ بْنِ الْعُلَىٰ أَنَّهُ قَرَى الْقُرَانَ عَلَىٰ مُجَاهِدٍ وَسَعِيدٍ ابْن جُبَيْرٍ. So, Abu Ubaid said, it is narrated to me from many scholars with one person inserting one narrative into another from Abi Amr ibn al-Ula, that he read out the Quran to Mujahid and Sayyid ibn Jubair. And again, we can see, viewers, that this narration again has this problem that it has unknown narrators. And this is just another version of the previous narrative, because in the previous narrative, we know that it was Abu Ubaid Qasim ibn Sallam being reported, and actually Dani was reporting this narrative. But Abu Ubaid has his own book, Fazail Quran. So this narrative has been reported here in this case by Abu Ubaid in his own book, and that is Fazail al-Quran. So you can see the flaws which are present in both these variants of this narration. So in, as far as this second narration is concerned, you can clearly see that not only the isnad is broken, but we have an idraj, a case of idraj in the matn as well, as it says that dakhala hadithu ba'dhim fi ba'd. We do not know what has been inserted where and how, therefore we cannot regard this narration to be reliable as well. Now, let us move on to the fifth narration in this regard. And this narration, viewers, has been recorded. This narrative has been recorded by Ad-Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan. So I'm going to read out this narration from where it is reported. So, حدثنا اليزيدي قال قرا أبو عمر على مجاهد وقرا مجاهد على ابن عباس وقرا ابن عباس على زيد بن ثابت وقرا زيد على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So al-Yazidi says, Abu Amr, and Yazidi, of course, is Yahya ibn Mubarak al-Yazidi. He is a person who is discussed here. So al-Yazidi said, Abu Amr read out the Quran to Mujahid, and Mujahid read it out to Ibn Abbas, and Ibn Abbas read it out to Zayd ibn Sabit, and Zayd read it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you can see that it's a chain of narration being displayed before you. It has been recorded by Ad-Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan. Now, the problem here, viewers, is that Yahya ibn al-Mubarak al-Yazidi has not specified his informant vis-a-vis the information he has provided. It is said that he was 74 years old when he died. So he was 74 years old when he died. Now, another opinion is that he was over 90 and was nearing 100 at his death. So even if we take the last mentioned information, that would mean that he died close to the age of 100. It would mean that he would have been born around 102 Hijra. So he could not have been contemporaneous to some of the information that he is transmitting. This includes the fact that Mujahid ibn Jabr, who died in 104-105 Hijra, reading out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Abbas, who of course died in 68 Hijra, and Ibn Abbas reading out to Zayd ibn Sabit, who died in 45 Hijra, and then Zayd, of course, reading out to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we take even the most conservative or even the most accommodating of the dates as regarding the birth of Yahya ibn Mubarak al-Yazidi, we find that he was born around 102 Hijra, and this, of course, would not be sufficient to tell us that who informed him about these people that he is telling regarding the teachers of Abu Amr when he himself was not contemporaneous to this information. Moreover, viewers, not only this, we have some other problems as well with this chain of narration, that no tawseek is available on Muhammad ibn Quraysh ibn Abdul Wahid and Al Qasim ibn Abdul Waris. You can see that both of them are being displayed before you and indicated by a red arrow. No tawseek is available on them, and therefore we cannot depend on them, and therefore we have to consign them to the category of majhulin as well. Now, Az-Zahabi records that Hafs ibn Umar ad-Duri is outstanding in qira'ah, but is laysa bizaka in hadith. You can see that Hafs ibn Umar ad-Duri, he is also being indicated by a red arrow, but as far as hadith is concerned, and because I have already discussed and presented before you the principle that whenever a Quran reciter is acting as a transmitter of information, then jarh on him shall be entertained, because in this case he is actually transmitting information, and therefore all the jarh that has been mentioned regarding his personality in hadith books will be entertained, because in these rijal books they present this jarh vis-a-vis how a person acts as a transmitter. Whether that transmission relates to whatever the category is, whatever it relates to the Quran or to Hadith, it is a piece of information that he is giving the next narrator, and therefore he has to be regarded as a transmitter of information, and hence this jarh has to be entertained. Also, viewers, as far as Hafs ibn Umar ad-Duri is concerned, Darqutni regards him to be zaif as well, and this has been recorded by Zahabi in his Mizan al-Itidal. So this is, viewers, one category of narratives in which we have discussed Abu Amr al-Ula's teachers, and they primarily that we have the two teachers that we have discussed till now are Sayyid ibn Jubair and Mujahid ibn Jabr, and out of which we can see that there is one narrative in which we can say that Sayyid ibn Jubair can be reasonably established as a teacher of Abu Amr. Now let us move on to the next category of narratives, and in this particular category, the teachers who are mentioned are Mujahid ibn Jabr, Abdullah ibn Kasir ad-Dari, Muhammad ibn Abdir Rahman ibn Muhaysin, Yazid ibn Ruman, Shayba ibn Nisa, and Yazid ibn al-Qa'qa. So these are the teachers who will be now taken up in the next narration. And as far as this narration is concerned, viewers, let me read it out before you from where it is reported. So it says, Haddasna al-Yazidi. Again, we have Yahya ibn Mubarak al-Yazidi. Qal, Qara Abu Amr ala Mujahid, wa Qara Mujahid ala ibn Abbas, ala Zayd ibn Sabit, ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they have just summarized and shortened the chain. Qal, wa Qara Abu Amr ala Ahli Makkah wa Ahli Madina, fa min Ahli Makkah Mujahid. ومجاهد ومحمد ومحمد بن عبد الرحمن بن محيسم السهمي وعبد الله بن كثير الداري وممن فات أبا عمر ولم يقرأ عليه عبد الله بن الصائب وممن قرأ عليه بالمدينة يزيد بن رومان وشيبة بن نساء ويزيد بن القعقع وممن فات أبا عمر من أهل المدينة عبد الله بن عياش بن أبي ربيع المخزومي. So يحيى بن مبارك اليزيدي said, Abu Amr read out the Quran to Mujahid, and Mujahid read it out to Ibn Abbas, and Ibn Abbas read it out to Zayd, and Zayd to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Amr read out the Quran to the people of Mecca and Medina. Among the Meccans, he read out to Mujahid, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Rahman ibn Muhaysin, and Abdullah ibn Kasir al-Dari. And those among the Meccans to whom he did not read out the Quran was Abdullah ibn Saib. So he is a person who was an exception, and he did not read out the Quran to him. Now, among the Medinans, he read it out to Yazid ibn Ruman, Shayba ibn Nisa, and Yazid ibn al-Qarqa. And those among the Medinan to whom he did not read out the Quran was Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'a. So just in the case of Meccans, it was Abdullah ibn As-Sayyib that he could not read out the Quran. In the case of the Medinan narrative, reciters, it was Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'a al-Makhzumi to whom he did not read out the Quran. You can see the chain of narration of this narrative being displayed before you. Now, this has already been pointed out earlier that as far as Yahya ibn Mubarak al-Yazidi is concerned, who died in 202 Hijrah and who, if by the most accommodating estimate, could have been born in around 100 Hijrah, he has again reported some facts in the above narrative to which he is not contemporaneous. He's very likely to be non-contemporaneous. And this includes, of course, Mujahid, who died around 104 Hijrah, near about the time that Yahya could have been born. And the fact that he read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Abbas and then so on and so forth. So this again is a problem here. Another problem, viewers, here, that there's no information available on Abu Ja'far, Bikr ibn Ahmad, who is also called Bikran ibn Ahmad ibn Sahal, as recorded by Ibn al-Jazri in his Qayatun Nihaya. So there's absolutely no information recorded. What to speak of any Tawseek? No information is recorded on his personality. Therefore, of course, we can see that no Tawseek is available on Bikr or Bikran. So although these names are the same, but there is no Tawseek recorded about them or either of them. So they cannot be regarded to be people who are dependable. So what further needs to be known here is that it is not known by any available sources if Bikr or Bikran, whatever their names are, was a teacher of Muhammad ibn Ahmad al-Wakil. You can see that he is being shown here as a teacher of Bikr, but there is no reliable information, no reliable piece of information to tell us that whether Bikr was a teacher of Muhammad ibn Ahmad al-Wakil, which in other words would mean that if this is correct, then this is not muttasil, it has some inqita in it. Let us move on now to the next narrative in this regard. And this narrative, viewers, has been recorded by Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan. And it says, I'm going to read out from where it is actually reported. قَالَ حَدَّثْنِي الْأَسْمَعِي قَالَ قُلْتُ لِيَعْبِي عَمَرْ قَرَأْتَ عَلَى ابْنِ كَسِيرْ قَالَ نَعْمْ خَتَمْتُ عَلَى ابْنِ كَسِيرْ بَعْدَمَا خَتَمْتُ عَلَى مُجَاهِدْ وَكَانَ ابْنُ كَسِيرْ عَلَمُ بِاللُّغَى مِن مُجَاهِدْ. So Al-Asma'i said, I asked Abu Amr, did you read out the Quran to Ibn Kasir? He replied, yes, I read out the complete Quran to Ibn Kasir after I completed reading it out to Mujahid. And Ibn Kasir was a great scholar of the Arabic language. He was a greater scholar of the Arabic language than Mujahid. So he has even presented a comparison here vis-a-vis his two teachers. So we find that Abdullah ibn Kasir, who of course is the same Abdullah ibn Kasir al-Dari, who is the famous reciter of Mecca. Now, you can see the chain of narration of this narrative also being displayed before you. The problem here is that there is no tawseek available on Muhammad ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali al-Tamimi and Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Jafar. You can see that both these narrators are present in this chain of narration, but they have to be consigned to the majhulin category because of the fact that no positive information on them is concerned whether they were reliable or not. It may also be noted that neither Az-Zahabi nor Ibn al-Jazri mention either of them as an entry. So neither Az-Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qurra al-Kibar nor Ibn al-Jazri in his Ghayat al-Nihaya, both companions of Qiraat and reciters, they do not mention either of them as in an independent entry. And both are only referred by Al-Khatib without any jarah. So as far as they themselves are concerned, both of them are referred to by Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi in his Tariq Baghdad, but again, without any jar or ta'dil, without any information as to who, how they fared vis-a-vis jar or ta'dil. Now, Abdul Malik ibn Khurayb al-Asma'i is regarded as za'if al-hadith by al-Azdi and by Abu Zayd al-Ansari. In fact, Abu Zayd al-Ansari regards him to be kazzab, a liar. So you can see that Asma'i, his name is being indicated by a red arrow. But the fact is that as far as Azdi is concerned, he says that he is weak. And Abu Zayd al-Ansari says that he is a kazzab, he's a liar. And this information has been recorded by Zahabi himself in his Mizan al-Itidal. Now, viewers, let us move on to the third category of his teachers. And now the narrative that I'm going to discuss is actually a single narrative of this category. And it discusses Humayd ibn Qais to be a teacher of Abu Amr. So, let me read out the narrative the way it has been reported, from where it has been reported. So it says, حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ السَّمَدِ ibn عَبْدِ الْوَارِثِ and أَبِيهِ قَالْ جَاءَنِي أَبُو عَمَرَ ibn الْعَلَىٰ فَقَالْ انْتَلِقْ بِنَا نَقْرَ عَلَىٰ حُمَيْدِ ibn قَيْسِ قَالَ وَقَرَاتُ حُمَيْدِ قِرَاتُ مُجَاهِدٍ. So Abdul Samad ibn عَبْدِ الْوَارِثِ reports from his father, Abu Amr Al-Ula came to me and said, come with us so that we may read out the Quran to Humayd ibn Qais. The narrator said, the reading of Humayd is the same as that of Mujahid. So this is the narrative, the way this narrative has been reported. And you can see that its chain is being reported before you. It's displayed before you. The illustrated schematic illustration is just before you. This narrative has been reported by Danin as Jamil Bayan. Now, as far as this chain of narration is concerned, about Abdul Samad ibn Abdul Waris ibn Qani says that he is reliable but makes mistakes. This has been recorded by Ibn Hajar in his Tehzib al-Tehzib. So, the case of Mujahid, of Humayd ibn Qais as a teacher of Mujahid, of course, stands on weak grounds because of the fact that Abdul Samad ibn al-Waris makes errors and we cannot regard him to be a reliable person. And there is no other narration also in this regard which supports it. Next, viewers, we move on to another category of narrations in which Yahya ibn Ya'mar, Nasr ibn Asim, Mujahid ibn Jabr, Sayyid ibn Jubair, and Al-Hasan al-Basri. So these are the people who are reported as the teachers of Abu Amr. The narrative that I'm going to read out is reported by Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qurra al-Kibar, and I'm going to read it from where it is reported. So it says, سمعت يعقوب الهزرمي يقول قال كان أبو عمر بن العلاء أخذ القراء عن أبي العالية الرياحي والحسن البصري ويحيى بن يعمر والنصر بن عاصم وغيرهم. ثم إنه تطلع بعد ذلك إلى قراءة أهل الحجاز فقرأ على مجاهد سعيد بن جبير وجماعة. So Yaqub al-Hadrami says, Abu Amr ibn al-Ula acquired his qiraat from Abu al-Aliya. When I say Abu al-Aliya, I think that we have already discussed the fact that the people that we're discussing here are a group of his teachers which are mentioned in this narrative. So Abu al-Aliya, Al-Hasan al-Basri, Yahya ibn Ya'mar, and Nasr ibn Asim and others. He then sought to learn after this the qiraat of people of Hijaz. So after he took lessons from these people and these gentlemen, after he was a student of these gentlemen, he actually sought to learn after this the qiraat of the people of Hijaz and read out to Mujahid, Sayyid ibn Jubair and a whole group. So again we find some information regarding the teachers of Mujahid here. And viewers, you can see his chain of narration being displayed before you. Regarding Abu Ali al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Ahwazi, you can see that his name is being indicated. Az-Zahabi says that he wrote a book on the attributes of God, and it would have been better that he had not done so, because he has recorded fabricated narratives in it and undesirable things. Ali ibn al-Khidr al-Usmani says that authorities have negatively commented on him because of falsities found in his works. So this is as far as Abu Ali al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Ahwazi is concerned, and he is being indicated by an arrow. Now, Ahmad ibn Mansur narrates that as soon as al-Ahwazi started to narrate Qirat copiously, he became blameworthy. While narrating details of this, he says that Rasha ibn Nuzaf and Abul Qasim al-Furat read out Qirat to the teachers of al-Ahwazi and obtained a formal permission of narrating from him, which is called al-Ijaza. Al-Ahwazi asked them to show him this permission and then changed various names found in this permission and started to narrate from these fictitious people so that he could hide his claim about certain narrators. When Abu Tahir al-Wasiti was condemned for reading out to al-Ahwazi, he replied that I recite knowledge to him, but I do not attest him even in one word. So he says that I do recite knowledge to him, but I do not attest him even in one word that he says. Now, Abul Qasim al-Lalqai expressed this desire that would that al-Ahwazi had refrained from Qiraat narratives. Abul Fazl ibn Khayrun regarded him to be wahi. Abu Bakr al-Khatib says that Abu Ali is a liar both in hadith and Qiraat. So this is what we have. We're discussing a single person, al-Ahwazi, in this chain of narration. And you can see how severely criticized he is. Ibn Asakir says that he is the biggest liar in narratives of Qiraat. So this is what Ibn Asakir says, that he's the biggest liar in the narratives of Qiraat. Ibn Hajar says that Ali ibn Hussein ibn Usman al-Ghazairi is majhul. As you can see, that he is his name is also being displayed in the chain of narration. But Ali ibn Hussein ibn Usman al-Ghazairi is concerned, he's majhul, and he is known through Abu Ali al-Asan ibn Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Ahwazi. So he's known just through him. So this is as far as he's concerned. Now, another problem of yours is that no information is available on Abdullah ibn Muhammad ibn Hashim al-Za'farani. As you can see, that his name is being indicated before you, that we have no information available on him. Regarding Yaqub ibn Ishaq al-Hadrami, he is also found in this chain of narration. You can see him being indicated. I would like to present before you what Ibn Sa'd has said. So Ibn Sa'd in his Al-Tabaqat al-Kubra, he says that he is not that trustworthy to the authorities. They say that he would narrate from people whom he met when he was young. Now, it may also be pertinent to note that Yaqub ibn Ishaq al-Hazrami died in 205 Hijra at the age of 88. This would clearly show us that he was actually born in 117 Hijra. And if this is the case, then he cannot be contemporaneous with some of the information that he is given regarding the teachers of Abu Amr ibn Allah. Of course, the fact that the way it has been mentioned here cannot be accepted, because if he died if he was born in 117 Hijra, then we know that the teachers of Abu Amr al-Allah that he mentions cannot clearly be contemporaneous. And the way he's transmitting this information, we can see that it is not likely and it cannot be regarded as reliable. So viewers, in this particular analysis, we can now draw a conclusion that as far as the teachers of Abu Amr ibn al-Ula are concerned, as far as the Isnad-based teachers are concerned, we can clearly see that 11 of his teachers, we know that there were 12 Isnad-based teachers, but 11 of them cannot be reliably established. And they include Mujahid ibn Jabr, Abdullah ibn Kasir, Humayd ibn Qais, Muhammad ibn Muhaysan, Shaybab ibn Nasa', Yazid ibn al-Qa'qa, Yazid ibn Ruman, Yahya ibn Ya'mar, Nasr ibn Asim, Abu al-Aliya, Rufay ibn Mehran, Hassan al-Basri. So these are the 11 teachers. Now, regarding Abu al-Ali also, viewers, it may be noted that Az-Zahabi says that it is not correct that Abu Umar read out the Quran to him, even though it could have been possible because they lived in the same city and Abu Umar was contemporaneous to him for a period of a little over 20 years. This is another observation which Zahabi has recorded in his Ma'rifat al-Kulha al-Kibar. So these are the 11 teachers, viewers, who cannot be... These are the 11, in fact, Isnad-based teachers who cannot be, who are not reliably established as teachers of Abu Amr. And the only teacher who can be reliably established is Sa'id ibn Jubair. However, there is no isnad which then reflects who is the teacher of Sa'id ibn Jubair himself. Hence, no muttasil isnad of Abu Amr Abul Ula leading right up to a companion can be established. So what we can find here is that although a single teacher of Abu Amr is perhaps reliably established, and he is Sayyid ibn Jubair, but we do not know who Sayyid ibn Jubair himself read out the Quran to from these narratives. So if we just take a look at the schematic illustration that is now being displayed before you, it displays the scheme of the teachers of Abu Amr ibn al-Ula, the way they have been reported in our Qira'ah books before my analysis. But if my analysis is accepted, then you can see that now you can see the chain of narration being displayed before you. It is munqata. You just find Sayyid ibn Jubair to be a reliable teacher of Abu Amr, but then we do not have any clue as to whom Sayyid read out the Quran to or heard the Quran from. So viewers, this brings us to an end to the sixth narrator, the sixth canonical narrator in this regard, the sixth person who from whom these canonical readings have been reported, and he is Abu Amr ibn al-Ula, who belonged to Syria, who belonged to Basra. So in the next episode, inshallah, we'll take the seventh and final person in this regard, and he is Abdullah ibn Amir. And till now, we can clearly see that the six narratives that we have discussed overall, all of them have been reported. All these isnad are akhbari ahad, all are ahad. They cannot in the wildest of our imagination be called as mutawatir. In fact, if my critique on these ahad is accepted, then many of these ahad are relegated to the category of munkata, and we just could not find that who are the teachers of many of these reciters. So inshallah, in the next episode, we shall take up the seventh and final narrator. Till then, or the seventh and final famous reciter. Till then, akulu qawli haza wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.